Hi there. The word for you today is lead with your strengths. In Isaiah 48 verse 17, God said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. In case you're wondering whether or not God wants you to succeed, the answer is a resounding yes. God told the Israelites, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. But you'll only succeed if you know and do the right things. Only as the leader grows will the company or the ministry grow. It's amazing how much time, money, and energy we're willing to spend on things that can't really produce growth. Things like logos, websites, brochures, and slogans. These are all important, but they'll never make up for incompetent leadership. So what should you do? Well, once you know you're in the will of God and your private life is in order and pleasing to the Lord, the keys to success are priorities and concentration. A well-known pastor and business leader offers the following guidelines. Number one, focus 70% of your energy on developing your strengths. Effective leaders who reach their potential spend more time on what they do well than on what they do badly. Number two, focus 25% of your time on new things. If you want to get better, you have to keep changing and improving. That means stepping out into new areas. If you dedicate time to new things related to your areas of strength, you'll grow as a leader. And number three, focus 5% on areas of weakness. Now, nobody can entirely avoid working in their areas of weakness. And by the way, we're not talking here about sin or character flaws that must be dealt with. The key is to delegate to gifted people the things you're not particularly gifted at. That way you're free to concentrate in the areas of your God-given strengths. You got it? Okay, that's the word for you today.